Some U.S. mayors are supporting the tour of a truck that clicks off how many people have been killed by gun violence since the Tucson shootings in January. According to FixGunChecks.org, the death toll is approaching 2,000. The coalition is backing a new bill in Congress that would require gun show buyers to go through background checks. The measure also tries to pressure states to boost the reporting of names of the mentally ill, convicted criminals, and drug abusers to a national background check system. Fix Gun Checks spokesman Omar Samaha says getting the bill passed is not a tall order.
It's about getting those Americans motivated and active and speak out to Congress and our legislators to push them and urge them to close that loophole.
Samaha's sister was killed during the Virginia Tech shootings in 2007. At a rally in Milwaukee Monday, about two dozen local people affected by gun violence made brief statements. Teresa Cruz says several of her relatives have been shot to death.
If my support can keep one person alive and prevent their families from suffering the heartache we continue to go through, then you have my support.
The Fix Gun Checks group also delivered petitions to the Milwaukee office of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. A spokesman for the newly elected Republican says Johnson believes that gun show sales account for a tiny fraction of all the guns used in crimes and that the proposed legislation will do little to reduce gun crimes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.